Well, thanks for joining us today. I want to remind you that as we work through these passages on prayer, prayer is simply talking to my Heavenly Father. It's a great privilege that we can have conversations, ongoing conversations with God. James chapter 1, 13 and 14 says this, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. He himself tempts no one, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire." Today's passage makes it clear that temptation does not come from God. God can neither be tempted, nor does he tempt. So what's the source then of temptation that shows up so strong in our lives? So two sources. One is Satan. Finding Jesus in a weakened spot, remember, a weakened physical state, Satan, the tempter, showed up to test Jesus in the desert. That same tempter comes roaring after us, seeking to drive a wedge of disobedience between us and the Father and attempting to destroy our witness before others. So sometimes temptation comes directly from Satan. Sometimes we are tempted to blame temptation on the tempter, but sometimes the mirror reflects the source. As believers, the penalty of sin is gone, but the propensity to sin remains with us until we die. And we are weak in certain areas, and we are dogged by certain sins, and we are tempted by our own evil desires. That's what James says. We are lured and enticed by our own desires. So here's the hard truth. Whether the source is Satan or self, at the end of the day, we own our disobedience. And God will always provide a way out. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:13? The hard question is, are we willing to take the escape route? Are we willing to make sure we are not lured by the temptations that so easily pull us off the track? Father, by your grace and your strength, may the answer to that question always be, yes, we want to obey Jesus. Yes, we want to depend on your strength and your help. Yes, we want to stay on track with you. I pray, Father, that give us the strength we need to do the things you're calling us to do, even in those areas of temptation. In Jesus' name, amen.